As most of you know, in the summer of 2018, Venerable Geshe-la kindly met with Genla Kenrab and myself, and he gave us the transmission of these precious instructions so that we could give the transmission blessing to others. And I'm hoping that in these classes, week by week, just as happened at the Fall Festival, at the opening of the temple in Arizona, you will feel Venerable Geshe-la's presence very strongly, and as though you are sitting like Genla Kenrab and I had the supreme great good fortune to do, sit in front of Venerable Geshe-la while he expounded on these teachings and gave us the transmission. So everyone should know that our precious Guru is very well, very strong, very healthy, very active, and is using every breath for the benefit of others. So we can continue to dedicate and pray for his continued excellent health, long life, and that all his wishes may be fulfilled. So when Venerable Geshe-la started to teach, he gave us four teachings, and when he started, I'm going to start where he started, and everywhere in this book, Mirror of Dharma, where Geshe-la says some additional explanations are as follows, he taught us these sections directly, because the additions, Mirror of Dharma with additions, he taught the additions and then added them after he had taught them. So anywhere in the text where it says some additional explanations are as follows, are the additions that Venerable Geshe-la added after Mirror of Dharma, the original book, was printed. So on page 11, Geshe-la says, some additional explanations are as follows. So we're going to go to page 11, and then next week we're going to go back to the beginning. Okay? So we're going to start where Venerable Geshe-la started, on page 11. And I've brought with me everything he said, and I'll share as best I can what we were taught. So Venerable Geshe-la says on page 11, some additional explanations are as follows. Regarding the Mirror of Dharma, we first need to receive the blessings of the transmission of this book. This will open the door to the practice of these instructions and give us the opportunity to practice the Mirror of Dharma. So I'd just like to repeat that, because this is what we first need. That's why I'm starting here. Regarding the Mirror of Dharma, we first need to receive the blessings of the transmission of this book. This will open the door to the practice of these instructions and give us the opportunity to practice the Mirror of Dharma. So this is what we first need. We first need to receive the blessings of the transmission of this book. This is telling us something. So Geshe-la explains, this indicates, so the fact that the first thing we need is we need to receive the blessings of the transmission of this book. Geshe-la says, this indicates that this book is an oral instruction. And he said, this indicates indirectly, because this instruction is oral instruction, and I'm going to explain in a moment what that means, it is not a normal, ordinary book. It's an oral instruction. So we need blessings of the transmission so that we can understand it. It's not an ordinary, normal book. It's an oral instruction. These oral instructions came through receiving blessings. So I'll explain this in a moment. So everything that's written, page by page, came through blessings. Therefore, we need the blessings of the transmission of this book. The oral instructions, it is not easy for normal people. It is difficult for normal people to understand because this is the experience of the teacher who is giving these teachings. So the teacher giving these teachings, Venerable Geshe-la, this is his experience. So he's sharing from his heart his experience so that we can follow and gain the same experiences. He knows, so the author knows, you know if something's an oral instruction. So he knows it's an oral instruction. It's not ordinary instructions, it's an oral instruction. He knows whether it's an oral instruction or a normal teaching. So many things are clarified. So later Geshe-la says, the indication that something is an oral instruction is that what was hidden becomes manifest. So there are many hidden objects that Geshe-la makes manifest in this text.